You talked to one of my clients recently. He bought a master crystal today because of you.
Right. He, as a matter of fact, we were just talking before you went on. He's really, really, really happy with that crystal. So.
Oh yeah, he sat there and he sat down with him today, and you know he's a cool guy. What all did he say anyway?
Well, he was so excited. We talked yesterday and the day before about it. And he was looking for some crystals. I said, you know, Fred's got these master crystals, and they're unbelievably powerful, and they'll just help you so much. So he was asking me, he says, Steve, why are you raving so much about these master crystals? And I told him, you know, I watch the energy of the master crystal actually go right into the chakra or the part of the body that it needs. And I said it actually thinks it's warm. I've had people tell me that their bellies get warm, that they're wherever it goes in the body, that the body actually comes warm in that area. So when the master crystal releases this energy, it goes in, and it's so beautiful to see. So there's really so much to do with these crystals. I mean, I was so glad that I could talk to him. I told him, I said, I think Fred's got a few left, but not very many, and it would be a shame if they disappeared and you couldn't have one of those. So we talked for about 45 minutes, and then he says, Steve, I got to go over and get one. So I said, okay. I said, they're rather expensive, but I think it's something that you'll cherish for the rest of your life. I told him, this is matter-of-factly, I said, I would get rid of everything else that I have from Fred. I don't care what, my necklaces, the projectors, the pyramid, but I said the only thing I would keep is a master crystal, if it came down to everything. I wouldn't want to give that away for all the tea in China. It's just, it's total love, Fred.
Yeah, he sat, you know, we got about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 master crystals left, and
yeah.
I've got a few up in Malibu I need to go get, but, I mean, these are the better ones here. I mean, there aren't no more from Ron Coleman or any of those guys or Jimmy Coleman. They're all gone.
Right, right.
And I bought everything they had, and my friend John Anderson over in Phoenix bought, he's got a whole warehouse full of them, but he's a, you know, billionaire, and I don't know if he'll ever sell any of them.
Right,
and
right.
He's got all the $25,000 and $35,000
and $45,000
ones. Right. You know, back in the day, were $3,000 or $4,000, but we're...
Yeah.
We got a good number of them here.
Yeah, I know you have quite a few, but I know that there's, what, 8 or 9 left? Is that what you have now?
And I got one big one. Supposedly a guy up in Canada bought one of them, one of the big ones on the front page of my website.
Yeah.
And he wants the other one for another project, but he hasn't put a down payment on it yet, so we haven't sold it. But that's the last big one for sale on the whole planet. It's 120 pounds.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and we're asking $15,000 for it, and it'll go pretty quick. It probably even go more than that. Who knows? But it's how it goes, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are working with Fred Lord on the QBAM machine. I've been buying parts for it, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes when he calls in. So what's been going on? By the way, I'm wearing a projector now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I've been wearing it, and you know, it's kind of weird wearing one of these because I haven't had my receptor on. I don't wear it right now. It's
right.
Receptor, but every time I think about something, it just happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird. You know, I'm not used to it. The receptor doesn't quite do that.
Uh-huh.
But the projector does, so I've been wearing it. And I
see
something, it's right here. Here it is, where you want me to put it kind of thing. They're pretty amazing. I'm just wearing a silver one, because every time I make one out of gold, it gets sold.
Yeah.
I made 2 or 3 of them out of gold with platinum bridges for myself. Everywhere
really?
Within a week, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Our business is picking up big time now.
Oh, that's great.
We're starting to roar again like a furnace, you know?
Right.
Slow for, 6 months, but now we got the Cuban thing pretty much on the road. We don't need any more money for that. We're just rolling along, you know? And I'll just get a publisher for my book. That'll be gravy, you know?
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of energy work, tremendous energy work. I keep moving the crystal around, the master crystal, for the type of year and the month that it is. So in other words, I'm getting these messages to move it down. I had it in the throat area last week, and now I have it in the lung area.
So you're moving it on your table is what you're saying.
Actually, I'm moving the table back and forth. The crystal is very
the crystal
very stable.
Where it is, like the Carlos Castaneda placement that you did.
Right.
And the table moves.
So what I've been doing is clearing people, because a lot of people out here in Rochester, it's the worst allergy season we've ever had. So I keep moving the crystals, and now the crystal wanted to be moved to the lung area. So that's what I'm doing now. So it's not that the crystal's being moved, the table's being moved.
Yeah.
And so that seems to be working very well right now. So people are coughing and getting up all kinds of junk, but I owe a lot to you because of that crystal. And man, you tried to sell me that doggone thing for 2 years and I didn't listen to you, and then eventually I bought it, and I just the crystal and I really get along well together.
Yeah,
really,
well, that's
well.
Really cool. And then the projectors. I know you're really into that.
Yes.
You know, our friend we're talking about, he's got one right now. He'll probably need three more, I would think.
Yeah.
He needs four, but I just, get him one right now. The standalone, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then he also got the heart chakra, a new receptor. That seems to be pretty popular. We've sold a bunch of those. You know, that new
really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, the heart is the way to God. I mean, that's where everything lies, is in the heart. I don't blame people for buying that. That's it.
That's well, we're it. Rocking and rolling down here now. And
I bet you are.
Finally, after having a slow period forever.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
these false promises of funding, well, guess what? We don't need those promises anymore. We got our own thing going now.
That's cool.
We're really cool.
Back
on the chart.
Uh-huh.
We got our studio hooked up, finally. Yeah, yesterday they finished it, I think it was. And
beautiful.
We started doing music again. We're going to do I've got Randy Masters getting ready to do special sound healing. The quantum chimes that you have?
Yes.
Okay, he's got that recorded now. That's going to be part of the Q-Band project.
That's wonderful.
And then we got all the Balmer stuff, the Johann Balmer stuff.
Right.
And he has all that set. That's on that chime thing, but then we got all the tuning forks.
Right.
Tuning forks now. We're gonna record all that stuff in stereo holographic sound.
Mm.
So when they sit in front of the screens on the Q-band machine, when the healing time comes, they're gonna get some sound like they never heard before.
Yeah, I can imagine, Fred. I bought one of those devices. You know, from Randy. Not actually, you got it from Randy, and I got it from you. But I use it with my clients, and it really works. So I mean, it really has a beautiful vibration.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you a recording of it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
You have to physically manipulate it now, right?
Uh huh.
You have to kind of strum it and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you won't have to with what we're doing next.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Paradigm is jumping into 2010 in a big way. A little
bit
of a late start, but, all good things take a while, right?
Right.
So anyway.
It's just, it's really good that you're getting involved more with that device. It's quite interesting because I play for my clients when they come in and when they leave.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of power in it, Fred, tremendous power.
Yeah, I know.
Randy's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I like Randy. We talked to him last week,
He'll come down here
and do some other recordings, and we're going to have a whole complete, library of sounds to go with the Q-band machine.
Right. I had another one of your clients call me who He's interested, I think, in buying 4 flamethrowers, and he knows you personally.
Who's that?
I don't know. Was his name Cohen or?
Oh yeah, the guy up in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. So
yeah,
I talked to him for about 45 minutes, I think a couple days ago. I was explaining to him about the flamethrowers and how well they work.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he'll give you a buzz.
Yeah, he was a tennis coach for, half the tennis stars on the planet. And he also, he was the Tiger Woods back 20 years ago in pro golf.
Wow.
He was a reigning champion for 2 or 3 years in what Tiger Woods is today. He was that then.
Wow.
He's a very physical guy. He taught, I don't know that much about tennis, but he taught a lot of people that won the Wimbledon. You know, they were.
Wow, yeah.
He did a lot of stockbroking, on Wall Street and all that.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
He sounds like an interesting guy.
Yeah. He just was a little unsure of himself because he's on such a physical routine.
Yes.
But sometimes these guys that are, you know, athletes of the highest caliber, time to doing some spiritual integration into their lives, they have a little bit of apprehension. So you're helping him overcome that. You know?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. You know, they're all when you start getting involved with the flamethrowers, I think that. People really need to look at them and play with them. And
well, just look at this person that you helped out today or yesterday that came down.
Mm-hmm.
I was explaining to him, I said, look, he's got the pyramid over the bed, he's got a self-help system with a radiator. He's got a lot of stuff now, and he spends his whole life learning meditation. He's the eternal student, you know, lucky enough to be able to afford not to have to work, to be able to donate his work, his time into his self-improvement so he can be a better human being for mankind, which is great. So I was explaining to him, I said, now with all this stuff you got, and he's got 2 Star Orbs because he needed 2 of them, he's got a big house, and I said, for all this energy you're putting out for all of this, the flamethrowers creates a wall of nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the way I explained it to him. It's like, when you get all this set up, you don't want any interference from the outside world.
Yes.
You want nothingness. And that's what they do. I mean, they create they're like a Faraday a chamber, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But they create nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's, you know, people understand, what's nothingness? Well, that they create nothingness, why do I need it? But it's a stillness, it's a cosmic stillness, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. When you have all 4 of them. Now,
yep.
You've got 2 right now.
I have 2, yes.
Yeah, so one of these days you'll get the other ones you need.
Well, as soon as I go to one of your shows again, we'll do some good work.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
So what else has been happening this week?
Nothing much. I just, I did 8 people yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, we need to come out here and work on us. You know, we can't find people out here in California that do what you do.
No, no.
That doesn't happen.
You know, your lawyer friend really wants me to come out there.
Huh?
Your lawyer friend, he and his wife want me to come out there in a bad way.
Really, Ron?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you say lawyer friend, I've got a bunch of lawyers.
Oh.
My patent attorneys.
It's the one that was in Laguna Beach that day. And,
no, that's Ron. Yeah,
I
have attorneys for different things. You know
okay.
When you're high profile, you need different attorneys for different things.
I imagine.
The nice thing about it is most of my attorneys, some of my patent lawyers, who have to have only money, but the rest of them like to trade for product.
Yeah.
Ron's got about one of everything that I have. You see, including my old receptor, solid gold receptor that I sold him about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Got that other one for sale, and I don't even wear it anymore because I've been wearing this projector. I want to get one of those, maybe the Ankh unit. You know the Ankh that we have? The
Yes.
I think I want to get that for myself in solid gold and platinum.
Yes.
But I got to, like everybody else, you got to save up for it. I mean, I'm no different than you are.
Right.
Not cheap to make, and my money's going into my QBAM projects and other things where the investors want it.
Right.
To sell, so.
Right.
So what we're doing is I don't think too much out for myself anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
My birds. Now, my birds get special attention. Buddy's on that. You got your Ustream on?
No, I don't have it on yet, Fred, but I'm going to get it on one of these days.
Well, you had it on.
I've just been so busy, Fred. I'm swamped with work. I mean, I'm just, you know, I wanted to semi-retire, but I just...
No, you don't retire.
Semi-retire.
We work until the last day on Earth, and then we leave. There's no retirement for us.
No, I know, but
I just
wanted...
What are you going to do if you retire? Well,
no,
then you're going to get a second job doing now, right, for somebody else.
No, I think if I would semi-retire, I'd love to come work with you. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome to do that anytime.
Thank you. But I just enjoy energy work so much, Fred. It just there's constant growth. Just constant growth. It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And
no, we're having a good time out here.
You bet. You bet.
This book
that's
is gotta
be
challenge. It's nice to have my life back. Spending 4 years writing that last book, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't doing that no more. And I said I wouldn't write another Bible like I did the other one. You know that Raise of
Yeah.
book.
Yeah.
Turn up this new book. The last book I wrote, what is it, 300 pages again?
At least.
I don't know. I'm not looking at it right now. I wanted a small book. Yeah, 400 pages. 375.
Is that what it is, 400 pages?
Yeah, and the other one is, I got the Rays of Truth here. I said I was going to write a little book.
Yeah.
And the Rays of Truth was what we call the telephone book, and that is, let's see here what that is. That is 408, it's a 500-page book.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of writing a 500-page book, I wrote a 400-page book, you know, just as a quickie.
Yep.
So I'm just telling you that, oh, my God, writing books. Now we're going to do music. You know, music is happening. We got the studio. We just got the most advanced program, which arrives tomorrow, Digital Commander 4.
Yeah.
Peter Rapelson, who I have a record deal with, he's got whole bunch of albums up on the top Billboard top 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke to
mm-hmm.
him yesterday and the day before.
Mm-hmm.
He's just waiting for samples. He can't wait to get our music up on iTunes.
Yeah.
So we'll
yeah.
be doing some rock and roll, you know. We're
That'll
a veteran
be cool.
cosmic rocker out here.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Fred, I'm noticing something. I've got a friend that's rather ill. She ended up getting a flu. Is it swine flu?
Well,
and,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of little streptococci, staphylococci, viruses out there right now that are really tearing people's alimentary canals up. You know,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of shit going around right now. It's little stuff that can get really deadly if you're not careful with it.
Yes.
They're using dioxamine as an antibiotic to fight it, dioxamine, but my birds had it. I think I had a little of it. It goes between birds and humans, and it's just there. And I've seen a big outbreak of it out here in California in animals
yeah.
and people. Now,
yeah.
swine flu is a nasty one. That lasts quite a while.
Yeah.
That'll last
yeah.
at least 2 or 3 months because it
okay.
has a worm in it that reinvents itself.
Right.
You know? And so as a result of reinventing itself, just as soon as it's about to go, it looks at what's been done to it to kill it to that point. It sidesteps that and sets off again. The
right.
only way you can really get rid of it is to get out in the sun a lot, you know.
Yes.
That really helps, sunlight.
Right.
And,
well, what I'm doing, Fred, is she had the swine flu, as we talked about, as you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Now, for some odd reason, I'm seeing the cells, and the cells are becoming brighter. So evidently something that I'm doing is hitting these cells, and I don't know why, but they're changing, and it seems like the energy, there's a lot more oxygen in the cells now than there was before. So I don't know what that has to do with swine flu, but things usually happen where things just happen for me. So I'm just letting you know that I'm seeing a lot more oxygen going into the cells. So I don't know why, Fred, but I'm just throwing that out to you. So something's happening.
Well, what do you mean you're seeing oxygen go into the cells?
Well, in other words, what I'm saying, the mitochondria
if it's the
working part, the real heavy duty, it seems like what's happening is that it's getting much bigger. In other words,
the virus is growing from the oxygen.
No, I think the oxygen is killing the swine flu.
It will do that. It's an aerobic.
Okay.
You know, it's aerobic. This is good. Anaerobic is bad.
Right. So anyhow, that's what's happening. That's what I've been working on for the last few hours, and she just called me about it. So I'm watching the cells clearing and the mitochondria getting bigger.
Oh, good.
So I don't know why, Fred, but I just thought I'd throw that out to you.
Yeah, because the mitochondria is important to transmute the starch sugars that you
right.
get your food into pure energy, into glycogen. So, yeah, that's an important step right there.
Yeah, is that where ATP is created?
ATP, exactly.
Okay.
ATP, adenosine triphosphate,
right,
is a starch. It's created in the mitochondria, and then it meets with oxygen and it produces glucose,
right,
which raises the insulin levels. The insulin levels break down and they go into the corticosteroid area and they
right.
power up the solar plexus and they
okay.
power all the cells.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
That's interesting. That's interesting stuff.
There are diseases that block that, and then, of course, those are diseases that cause people to become diabetic, typically, or hypoglycemic, one or the
right.
other.
Right, right.
You know, and it gives them huge mood swings, huge energy swings. In the case of, when they become diabetic, of course, then they have to watch out with their glucose tolerance,
right.
because they can die from it.
Right.
Now, what happens is that when they die from it, what happens is that they get a big sugar rush, you know, a big, huge insulin rush.
Right.
It powers up the heart and everything. And then they get a negative curve from the downside where the steroids are not produced.
Mm-hmm.
And so the heart just stops.
Wow.
You follow what I'm saying? It's like you get a big rush and then you're dead.
That's
what happens when they, it's an insulin, there's a word for it, insulin something, but it's not very good.
Yeah, you don't want
that.
So you're really doing a lot of work with your...
We are doing a lot of work right now.
Yeah, I imagine you are. I'd love to come out there and see what you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah, I was up this morning at 5 o'clock.
Really?
I've had a long day today. Yeah. Not because I didn't want to, it's just because the day started there with all the things and responsibilities that I had.
Yeah.
And I'm not a 5 o'clock in the morning person. I'm more like an 8 o'clock in the morning person. Today it was 5 o'clock.
Right. I'll tell you that you're wearing your. Is that what you're wearing now? Is your projector?
Yeah, I got one of those on.
Oh, you got a gold with the platinum then?
No. I have a silver one, just straight silver. I'm like the right now.
Okay. I'll tell you, this platinum one is incredible. It's
I know.
Absolutely,
I was telling
incredible.
Our friend that you talked to this morning about that.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I told him you had one of those.
Right.
He was sprung for one of those. He's got a silver one that's, he's going to gold plate now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's not quite ready for the platinum rush.
Yeah. It's powerful stuff.
I wonder where Fred Lord went. He's supposed to call in. I told him to, but I wanted him to share what we're doing.
And absolutely.
Hopefully he'll call in. Hey, Fred, call in, dude.
There's your bird. He's behind you. I didn't see him.
Yeah. Well, are you looking at... You have Ustream on?
Yes, I do. I have it on.
Oh, okay. Well, there he is.
Yeah, there he is. I didn't see him there for a second.
He's still mellow today. He's had a big day.
He did?
Happy.
Does he go outside, Fred, at all?
Huh?
Does he go outside?
No, not much, because there's... hawks and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Flat on my shoulder. But I think he's going to nap. I mean, he's either scratching himself or taking a nap.
Well, maybe if he was not taking a nap, he'd be nibbling on your ear.
Yeah, he's not doing that today. You know,
no.
I just chewed my ear off. Look at that. I think he's taking a nap.
He is.
I had him up, you know why? Because I had him up 5 o'clock this morning. When I get up, he gets up. And I was out in my shop working on QBAM and stuff. And so he's been up since 5. Look at this little thing. He's sound asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
My sidekick's taking a nap. That is the cutest. He's never done that before.
Yeah, that's cool.
and a little glass of apple juice, and he took a nap. How cute. No, look at him. He's absolutely sleeping on my shoulder. That's the first time I've ever done that. Get to sleep through a radio show.
Wow, that's so interesting to see him like that. I've never seen him like that before.
Look.
I see him.
Yeah, he tucked himself in.
He's out like a light, yeah.
Yeah, his eyes are falling asleep. He just wanted to be with Dad, that's all.
Yeah, for sure.
So my sidekick slept through the radio. That's the first.
Fred, who is this gentleman? We've never talked about him before. Who is this gentleman helping you out?
Fred Lord and I go back. There was three of us. Going back in history, back to the very early 70s. Okay?
Right.
Okay, Ivan Ponadel took lasers and built Lazarium at Wilson, at Mount Wilson up there, you know, Griffith Observatory.
Right.
Okay, and so he became famous, and he went around the world with different observatories. You know how they have those shows and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, he set up major shows all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then Fred Lord came along and invented a way of making a laser beam scan, you know, up and down and back and forth, work with a computer and all that. And he set up big laser light shows for all the biggest rock bands in the world, including all the big, casinos in Las Vegas. So he became known over the years as Lord of the Light.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I came along, and how I got on the scene was I was working with a company a friend of mine started called Mel's Griot. It's a billion-dollar-a-year company now, but back in the day, and Mel's Griot was one of my clients when I had my electronics company. So what I did is I sold them a lot of testing. And when I had just started Pyridine, I swapped them a bunch of test equipment for a bunch of lasers. Nobody in the civilian world had ever had their hands on a laser. They just couldn't afford them. They were on a poacher.
Right.
You know, there was none out there. There's tons of them on eBay now, but there was none out there then.
Right.
So what I did was put lasers into crystals. I started shooting lasers into crystals, and then first we were, and then synchronizing that with music, first with speakers with mirrors on them, and then later on with Fred Lord's little scanners that he built, you know, miniature of what he built in Vegas and for all the big bands in the world.
Right.
So the three of us opened up the laser world, and after we opened up the laser world, then it got kind of big. So then what he went on done is he went to back to Mayo Clinic, and he got into a lot of healing stuff, like the X1 kind of stuff.
Right.
He started inventing all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
So then we were out of contact for a while. So then when I decided that we were going to build the X1, he came back into contact, and he already knew what I wanted, and now we're building it. You know, best way to describe it. You know,
he sounds like an interesting man.
Yeah, he's a trip. He's a he's an old veteran cosmic rocker like the rest of us. He's been there and done it. He's I remember being out hanging out with him over at the the Imperial Palace. We're doing a show called Legends, and he had these lasers. That's back when lasers, to get a couple of watts out, you had a laser about the size of a pickup truck.
Right.
Hooking up wires and cables and scanners. And I remember when Elvis Presley, the real Elvis Presley, would be down there, he'd light him up like beautiful with his sequins and all that with the lasers and just on and on and on. But he designed all the electronics, which was a lot of design work, you know, for all these systems.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of companies were started from his work. He's a pilot. He has an airplane. We fly together and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and we're doing it now. We're going to have this. We finally got, you know, ready to do this thing, this project, and we finally got it together to do it, and now we're doing it. You know.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We relied on a lot of outside sources for financing. And every one of them, anytime you rely on an outside source to finance something, the ego comes up, the control comes up, whatever comes up.
Right.
But, you know, I said, well, in the last few weeks, I just, you know, pretty much just bounced things off the people that supposedly were going to help me out, and I just got crap back from every one of them.
Right, right.
This is why I can't do this reason. Oh, screw them.
Yeah.
I'm doing it myself. I got the money. It's in the bank. It's going out. Boom. Done project. So
yeah.
With
yeah.
that in mind, now when these think puppies come out, I've got a, you know, I've got some marketing firm. Now
mm-hmm.
we're going to have some fun. But guess what? The people that were supposed to help out won't be allowed to have the technology. We're just going to like keep it away from them because
right,
they had their
right.
chance.
Right, right.
I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. And
yeah.
I'm so fed up. You know, when it's so humiliating to go out and try to raise money for a project that you believe in with your heart and soul.
Yes.
All the crap and red flags people throw up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
amazing. People that you've helped out over their lives. It doesn't matter. And help their businesses. Several of them are very successful multimillionaires. And they own huge businesses that I helped start.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kind of like, oh, I don't know who you are on that level.
Really?
You're my friend and everything, but I don't know who you are.
Wow.
This world works. It's the way it works. That's why
crazy.
I've been a self-sustained company now for almost 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And our bills are paid.
That's amazing.
Yeah, our bills are paid.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
We have good stands. Is that Fred?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Fred.
Hey, there's Fred Lord, the Lord of Light.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Say hello to Steve Berridge.
Hi, Fred.
I just heard you for a moment. Thanks for the compliments. Yeah, those were some good old days doing all that fun stuff.
Well,
you
tell
bet.
Me we didn't have fun at the Imperial Palace and Caesar's Palace with the biggest rock bands in the world. We didn't go out and just rock and roll them real good with laser lights. Tell me that didn't happen.
That happened. Oh, yeah. We were driving around with the Moody Blues. One day the chauffeur was drunk, and they had me drive the limo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that with the Moody Blues. That was a long time ago. That is too cool.
Yeah.
And then tell my old Ivan got, remember, Ivan got the old Lazarium going, all that shit. Tell him about that.
Yeah, Ivan used to drive a Volkswagen, and then he went from Volkswagens to twin turboprops.
Yeah. Yeah, because Fred's a pilot, you know. We've had our fun out there, haven't we?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all good. But we're doing medical stuff now. We're trying to save the world.
Yeah, except from itself. Yeah, tell
no,
them about
no.
the QBAM. Tell them some of the stuff we're going to have on the QBAM that we're working on now.
Well, I've been working with the right frequency stuff for years now, and there's some ways to do it using newer techniques, using microwaves and harmonically combining microwaves that do the right frequency stuff really well. So I want to put, you know, there's that part, and then we're doing, of course, I'm using the ohmic stuff for all the meridians for acupuncture. And we're working on a 3D portion for it so that we can visualize what's actually happening in the body while we're doing the right frequencies and the stimulating the acupuncture point. It's all kind of new. We're basically combining the stuff that has actually worked over history and putting it all into one system. And that's the QBAM.
Yeah, quantum biological administration machine. Yeah, now,
right.
Let me explain something about the first part that he explained, the radio frequency part of it. Okay, in my book, Inside Track, I explain how the government takes a satellite, uses two radio frequency beams,
right.
takes an imprint of a person after having close contact with them, for their vocal patterns, speech patterns, auric patterns, programs that up on a satellite, reduces the bit rate to 500 bits per second, puts an audio a message between the two RF frequencies and hits that person square in the head from outer space. And they happen to be out and about, they can watch them on all these cameras in these shopping centers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one technology that's negative. We're going to do the same thing. But what we're doing is we've got a close range. We've got these things. What do you call those antennas that we're using, those little antennas?
We're gun plexers.
Gunplexers. We're using a gunplexer technique that goes into the person's body, but it doesn't produce a bad effect. It produces a good effect because you can use it either way.
Yeah.
And it's one of these poor victims that's getting hit with the stuff from satellite and Dr. John Hall, who's been on Art Bell along with me a few times on the coast to coast, who has 2,000 patients. He's a medical doctor from Harvard, psychiatrist. 2,000 patients he has that have been hit with this negative stuff. We are reversing it and making it positive stuff, and this will be a science that once we introduce it to John Hall, that he can use on his patients to completely nullify what's coming from space. That's just the beginning of QBAM. There's nothing on the market that can get close to that. That's just the first thing that we're talking about here.
Wow.
And we're doing it. He's already, you know, we're doing it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right, Fred? That's pretty cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not going for thermal effects with the microwaves or anything like that. It's actually a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
We're going for very subtle effects, working with the resonant frequencies of cells that are turning into cancer cells, and et cetera. This has been researched at the Mayo Institute, and there's positive clinical results on it right now. And they're doing it in a very difficult way, where we're simplifying it and actually can do a product where we can actually destroy cancer cells via the resonances, not via thermal effects. Thermal effects are kind of, you know, like heating up the cells and stuff. It's resonance effects. Go ahead.
Now, when you heat the cells up, what he's talking about is like microwaving it. And when you microwave something, it's a step down from chemotherapy with mustard gas as a side effect. But what we're doing is we are resonating into the cell structure at the resonant frequency of the cell, so that's a cold thing. It's a cold resonance.
Right.
Stirring cold water and adding Kool-Aid versus boiling it and adding a tea bag. You know what I mean?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm watching. I think I'm watching how this works. Can I just mention something on the air or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Anything you want.
Okay. It feels like a almost like a wash that's going over the cells. It's like I can't explain it. It looks like a vibration going through the. It's like a wash. That's cleansing the cells and just rejuvenating everything in the body.
I would go with that, wouldn't you, Fred?
Right. Pardon?
I kind of agree with that. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting why the cell wall and certain cells respond to certain frequencies and other cells respond to other frequencies. And combinations of frequencies, but there is truly clinical results of seeing the cell walls break up on cancer cells with certain combinations of frequencies, and we're very seriously chasing that right now. Nobel Prize is on the list.
We that's possible. Here's another way to look at it. If you look at the companies that are out there, there's like 5 or 10 companies out there. They sell boxes between $12,000 and $20,000, and what these boxes do is they produce rife frequencies that attack certain barcodes, like, you know, when you go shopping barcodes, in the viruses to tear down the viruses, okay?
Okay.
We don't have to do that. We can do that. We'll have that capability. But why tear down the virus? Why not skip the virus and go to the cell and make the cell very, you know, increase the energy on the cell and let the cell tear down the virus? Follow me? And
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, then we get a feedback from how that cell tore down that virus, and that becomes our new right frequency, and now we can feed that in as a follow-up. And when I say we're doing a follow-up, how do we do a follow-up after we've torn down a cell wall and made it healthy? We take a picture of a person in a certain way. I won't describe the posture, but it has to be a certain posture. We take a picture of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put the right frequencies on that picture with T. Gale and Hieronymus patents, which have expired now, which we can operate under. And we use these antenna systems that he's talking about. And now we transmit this out to the patient to make sure that the resistance and what we did to them in the first and one and only treatment that they're going to need is perpetuated.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because
remember,
in DNA, the body has got 5% DNA that it uses and about 90% junk DNA in our bodies. from past diseases. So we're making sure that the junk DNA doesn't turn around and run down the resistance, gradually erode it of the beautiful treatment that it got in the first place. You follow me? And that's
right.
Where the photograph comes in.
Right.
Yeah, so, and that's all being done in 3D, by the way. We're doing 3D photography.
Wow.
It's all three-dimensional. Oh, it's a trick. Oh, it is.
Wow.
So,
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, there's nothing like it out there. Yeah. Right, Brad?
Yeah, we're combining some previously learned techniques. And I'm putting them all in one, and we're seeing real, honestly, God clinical results out of the Mayo Institute and stuff, on some of the right frequency work we're doing. I'm very proud to be involved in something that is really real and working.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, the company is called, the one company is called Advanced Sciences. That's one of my companies that's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's called CMT Administrators. Nothing to do with Paradigm. This is a separate entity. I set it up. It's already got a cash flow. These are legitimate corporations. One of them is registered with the Internal Revenue for tax deductions. We've got people, donating money into the Advanced Life Sciences Company, which is a 502 nonprofit. And then CMT Administrators, these are current corporations that are up and running. We're doing this all legit. The FDA is very interested in what we're doing. They're going to give us full support. We're probably going to end up at the Pear Lab over at Harvard with this for testing for the FDA approval. We're going for FDA approval on this. This ain't something we're going to throw out on the market. Yeah, we'll put it out there, and we'll sell a bunch of them, but we're going for FDA approval on this.
Right.
We're also going to probably run the receptor along with the program because the FDA has been bugging me to get a scientific study on it because they know these things work.
Well, I bet
we're the only company out there where you hang something around your neck that the FDA says you can't do that. They say, get an approval, and we'll give you an approval. You know, get a study done. Because we played with these. We like what you see. You don't make healing claims. Remember, even on the X1, we don't make healing claims. The X1 or the QBAM is that we just allow the body to heal itself a lot faster because it's quantum, and quantum means instantaneous healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about 5 minutes from now. It's about set up the parameters, find the weakness in that person, get everything set, push a button, zap, it's fixed. Now take the picture in a certain way and keep administering the quantum antibiotic for a week or two so we don't have a reoccurrence because junk DNA remains in the cells and it will try to bring that problem back.
Mm-hmm.
So the picture part is just about fighting the junk DNA. And any DNA or genealogist, or genesis will always tell you about junk DNA. So we're having to deal. You got to look at junk DNA because that's a pattern in your brain. I mean, in your DNA structure that wants to make you get susceptible to that. I mean, like your dad had cancer. Well, if your dad and your grandfather had cancer, well, you're going to have cancer. Why? Because you have junk DNA. So you come down with cancer, we fix the cancer, or the cancer fixes itself because we know how to fix it, but then the cancer wants to come back. It's like when Lazarus was dead, and Jesus raised him up. Lazarus, by the way, in history, died of a disease equivalent to cancer. But when Jesus raised him up, he lived 10 more years, and then he died of the same disease again. Because Jesus could help the person heal themselves, but he couldn't perpetuate the healing process. That's their karma.
Mm-hmm.
Sense? Right, Fred?
Yes, correct. We're still developing this thing. It's actually, and we're moving forward very rapidly. I'm really happy to be seeing some serious results on the new work, on the right frequency work.
Then we have Dr. Jeff Sutherland on our board of directors. Just Google him. Anybody out there listening, Google Dr. Jeff Sutherland. Here's a presidentially appointed West Point graduate, flew 50 missions in Vietnam in F-4s, developed a healing process for making corporations work, called Scram. He's all over the world. He's got 15 different cards for his cell phone. He works with Paul Allen and what's his name, the founder of Microsoft on projects. and he is on our board of directors, and he is he's the number one virologist, the number one viral expert, bar none in the world, recognized by every institution on the planet as the number one guy on viruses. You want a right frequency out of a virus, go to Jeff Sutherland. He is giving us the frequencies that nobody else has.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's going into our system. Dr. Jeff Sutherland, Google him. I challenge you to see his credentials. They're impeccable. West Point grad. Yeah, presidentially appointed. Yeah. So we got the crew, we got the boys, you know what I mean? We're rocking and rolling. I'm really proud about that. I'm really thankful that and blessed to have these people like Fred Lord and Jeff Sutherland and others, and Steve and Barish and Buddy Bird here, in my life. It's just a blessing to have these kinds of individuals that have no other goal than to, make mankind healthier, you know? Let's have healthy babies. Let's don't have some kid born with some Hodgkin's disease or mental defects. Let's not have that. Let's treat the mothers while they're pregnant if they have a problem. You know what I mean? And
hello? Can I interject something?
Go ahead, Fred.
I worked on Capitol Hill a lot in Seattle, and I did some other work with Flo Cytometry and whatnot up on Capitol Hill, and a lot of work with patients. And of course, we're incorporating in the QBAM optical isolation from the patient and everything. We're working with all the FDA guidelines on the electronic product and how it works, which a lot of current products have ignored.
Yeah, that's great RFI stuff. When you start working with high-speed switching integrated circuits and that, they produce a certain amount of radiation. Shielding is very important on the internal component of the device. That's why.
Well, and for the patient, safety is.
That's cool.
I just want to interject that we're working with all the FDA guidelines on our system.
Yeah, being ex-government, having been offered a job by the FDA more than once, I don't have a problem with the politics. They ask me. They tell me, Fred, you're going down the wrong road here. You better change it around a little bit. Okay, I'll change it around a little bit. But the people I work with in the FDA, and they're back in Washington, D.C., they all tell me, they got families. They want to see something that's real. It's not a scam. There's a lot of these. There's so many things on the Internet now, these AC generators and Tesla things and there's so much crap out there that's crap. I mean, 2/3 or 90% of what's on the Internet, in the way of healing machines, are crap, it's just crap. And that's what the FDA doesn't like. We don't need to do that. If you got something that works, take it to a study in a university and you hook up people to it. And I've got two top doctors in the world that are working with me on this, too. I won't name them because they don't want to be named, but medical doctors. And big clinics that are also going to be testing this thing. And as a result of all of that, the FDA says, cool. We like this. This is good. We're not stepping on anybody's toes. We're not taking away from the drug industry to pop pills. You can pop all the pills you want. We're actually putting people on a course where they get healthier. Their children get healthier. Their genetic transferable from generation to generation DNA gets better. Because we look at that. We don't look at the DNA of the person now. We look at the genetic transfer from past lives, past family lives. I won't go spiritual on this, but past family, grandfather, great-grandfather, et cetera, into future generations. We take all that into consideration. That's my point.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time we've really cut loose on QBAM tonight. I want to get Fred on. I told him to call in. I want the listeners out there to get a taste of what we're really doing because we've been pretty secretive about it. But when you get ready to bust out on something, you let the lid off a little bit,
Yeah.
And that's what tonight's about. Fred, when are we going to get your airplane flying, man?
Oh, 9-7 Victor's ready to go. It's all painted. I was hoping to be flying. You can use it to go back from the beach over to Temecula.
Yeah, we got to get it over here.
Hi.
Fred and I are pilots. We like to fly around a bit,
That's cool.
Somebody's got a little feedback going there. Somebody's got a little feedback going there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. We only got 3 minutes left, so we got to get off the air here in a minute. Hey, Fred, you want to say anything else before we get off the air?
Can I ask a few questions?
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mike, can you hear me? My name is Dr. Richard Richmond.
Yeah.
And I work a lot with Candida. I kind of specialize in it. I've been doing this for about 30 years. I've seen you talk a lot of times, and I really admire you. And I have a few questions. One of the things that's coming up a lot is this Morgellons disease. And
I understand that one, yeah.
It comes out of the skin, and it's actually the carbon that's getting broken down from these holographs that's being that come down from the satellites. And I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a bit.
I only got a minute, but Morgellons disease is one of my pet peeves. And what it is back in the 70s and 80s, before we instigated the direct satellite confrontation with a person's, you know, fingerprint of who their soul is, the implants were made to last about 7 to 8 years. The implants then dissolve. When the implants dissolve, all this stuff starts coming up in the bloodstream. And as a result, you get these fibers and different colored things coming out. I developed a mineral formula that will dissolve a lot of it. The QBAM project will really knock it out. And you can email me, because we're running out of time. Email me, fredbell@pyridine.com, or give me a call. And once you email me, I'll give you my phone number. And I'll go into great detail on this. I have a hell of a lot of research on Morgellons disease.
Great.
And bless you for being able to do something with it, because I know the history of it. I wrote about it in my book. I know the history of it, what it was about, who did it. I'm really tuned into that one. That's not a wild guess shooting from the hip kind of thing for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. When are you going to be on next?
Oh, I'm on this show every Thursday at 5:00.
Oh, great.
If Fred Bell at Pyridine is my email. And if you can't remember Pyridine, just type in Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine, and my company comes up, Pyridine. Just email me there.
And when's the best time to talk?
Huh? Oh, in the mornings. Not tomorrow. Next week is good, because I'm booked out tomorrow. But I'm good around 11, 12 o'clock Pacific time. That's where I take most of my calls. And give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'll blow your socks off with what I know about this.
Of course.
Remember, I'm ex-government.
You're the most knowledgeable person I know.
Well, thank you. And
I do a lot of kinesiology, and I'm really deep into this as well.
Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show.
You bet.
All right, we're going to have to sign off. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, right here. Very good.
Okay, yeah, it's 5:55. We're getting kicked off the air. Anything else you want to say? You got about 30 seconds. Anything you want to say about QBAM?
I'm simply very excited about the project, and I'm very happy working with the Mayo Institute and the work I did up on Capitol Hill in Seattle and applying it to a new positive product.
Very good. All right, Steve, what do you got to say? We're closing out.
I appreciate hearing what I'm hearing. It's just absolutely amazing. So
You had a doctor on there. You had Fred Lord on there. Now you realize what we're doing.
Yes.
We're doing some heavy stuff.
Yes, you are.
Actually, I don't call it heavy. I say deep, theoretical, fun stuff. That's the only way I could describe that, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, it's time to go. Buddy Boo asleep or is he awake? I don't know. He's sleeping today. Oh, he's so mellow. You get the bird up 5:00 in the morning, they can't handle it. All right. We're out of here. Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Coming to a conclusion. By the way, Steve, what's your phone number?
Phone number is 585-746-8321, and I'll answer questions for you as people call.
Yeah, repeat it once more.
585-746-8321.
And my number is 1-800-729-2603. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Buddy Boo, sleeping compadre here. 5 p.m. Pacific, bbsradio.com. Hottest show on the internet in this field. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, BBSRadio.com or Ustream, Fred Bell Show. Baby.